AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is again calling on European allies to step up and help free up traffic along the Strait of Hormuz. The president says the U.S. and Israel have taken care of Iran.
Because of the fact that literally a single terrorist can put something in the water or shoot something or shoot a missile, a small missile, and it's fairly close range because it is a tight area, and which is one of the reasons they've always used that as a weapon. Iran has always used that as an economic weapon, and it's not going to be able to be used very long.
The AP's Karen Shamus reports there is pushback.
The foreign ministers of Germany and Estonia said they wanted more clarity on what the U.S. and Israeli aims were for the conflict and when it would end. Germany also insisted that the war has nothing to do with NATO. EU foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas said Europe could consider expanding its naval operation in the Red Sea.
We also need to see what could be the fastest to provide this opening for the Strait of Hormuz. But of course, as you can see, it's not easy.
Meanwhile, Britain is discussing with allies the possibility of providing mine hunting drones. The war is hurting international trade and has driven up energy prices. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel is stepping up its campaign in Lebanon as Iran keeps a stranglehold on shipping. The president says White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, but will continue working during her treatment. The BBC is asking a judge in the U.S. to throw out President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit over an edited documentary clip. Sources tell the AP the NBA may move a step closer to adding teams in Seattle and Las Vegas at the league's Board of Governors meeting. This is AP News. Scientists say they've discovered what they believe is the earliest recording of a whale song. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Off the coast of Bermuda. A humpback whale singing in 1949. 20 years before the discovery of whale song. It was captured by scientists conducting acoustic experiments.
They had no idea what those recordings were of.
Peter Nyack at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says they're important.
Not only allow us to follow the whale sounds, but they also tell us what the ocean soundscape was like in the late 1940s.
When the ocean was much quieter than today. Nyack says the recordings can help scientists better understand how new human-made sounds affect whale communication. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.